was also maybe what kids get dressed up as Halloween. They take a sheet and they throw it over their head.
Spook.
Okay, spook. Might you use ghost?
Ghost? Yeah. Spook ghost.
Okay. Do you have any haunted houses around
here? Yeah.
Yeah.
I think our courthouse is haunted. That's
really?
Where Al Packer, they tried Al Packer. He was a man eater.
Yeah.
That was up here, and he, when he had, there were five of them, and one survived, and he was a survivor.
Yep. So you think that one might be haunted, huh?
Well, that's haunted. Up here at Moncrief's, they always said that that little building out there where the man, they found him dead, they always claimed that that was haunted. You know, the Berries claimed that they always saw funny things. Even Moncrief's, he's a doctor that built a building up here, and he invented the dialysis machine.
Really?
And he used to bring a bunch of kids up, and he'd have about three sessions, June, July, and August, and let all these kids come up. And some of them would have heart transplant. Mm. Some would be have other things wrong with them. And maybe some, they were crippled up, and maybe they'd last a year, and maybe they last quite a while.
Mm-hmm. I've heard that name.
Uh-huh. And he was up here, right. His ranch was about 4 miles from our place.
Mm.
And he's quite a guy.
Are people very superstitious up here, do you think?
Not too much, I don't believe. Uh-uh.
Okay.
You might find one or two that are kind of, afraid of the dark, and or they don't like some things that pertain to where somebody was or died or something.
Okay. I'm looking for the name of a character who rules hell. Who would that be?
I don't know.
Sort of God's enemy. A lot of times you see him pictured as a red character with a pitchfork and a tail.
Yeah, devil or something.
Okay. I got some questions for you, Joel. What do you say when you're really tired? What's a good way of saying I'm really tired?
Pooped.
Pooped? Okay. Do you have one too?
I've had it.
Okay. What about you're really disgusted by something?
That's a good one. Perturbed.
Okay. And do you have one for that?
Sure. Ticked off.
Disgusted.
Ticked off.
How about really angry?
Yeah, angry. Yeah.
Angry, that's a good one.
Very good.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. How about, do you have a word for when you're really frightened?
Scared.
Okay. Do you have one?
Scared. Disturbed.
Okay.
Disturbed.
If you see somebody leave in a hurry, what is a way you might express that? How might you say he left?
That ought to be easy to come up with, but
bored. He's bored.
Okay, what about his actual leaving? He like did something out of the restaurant. He left in a hurry out of the restaurant. You might use his different expression, maybe.
Aggravated? No.
Okay. No, skedaddled.
I was thinking that one. Do you have anything like that, Celia? Skedaddle's a good one.
Skedaddle's a good one.
We'll leave it at that. Here's what I hope is an easy one. What is something you say around the 25th of December to people? Right before that, you're constantly saying this, and they're saying it to you.